Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Lee Cohen here with my favorite pet expert, Rick Pruse. Rick, welcome to the show this week.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Rick, we've got an unbelievable show lined up. We've got guests talking about cats, and it's absolutely a full show, just like last week, where we're going to keep everybody busy. But to get started, I need to give all of you listeners the key information to get in touch with us for the show. You can send us an email, mmpets@1320wils.com. Or if you want to listen to the show, previous shows, and listen to the streaming live, you can go to the website at www.1320wils.com. And listen to the show live on the internet if you can't get it on the radio. So all the options are out there. The other thing that we really have to remind everybody is go to our page on Facebook. Get the information about what's going on with the show. So again, we're doing all of that. Rick, I saw your pick for this week's Rick's Picks, and the winner was Leslie Dorchin of Okemos for a picture of her and her cat. I thought that was a great pick.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it described the emotion exactly. Rick, let's jump right into this crowded schedule we've got again this week and talk with Michelle Dykens, who is the owner of Granny's Pet Care, here with us in the studio. Welcome to the show, Granny.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you. For our listeners to understand, Granny is a very unique business in the fact that you actually babysit for people's animals. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Why don't you tell me how your business kind of started or evolved?
Well, 10 years ago, I dropped out of the corporate world and retired, got bored. So I started taking care of neighborhood pets, and it just grew.
Well, and I can see where probably it'd be easier to deal with animals than people in the corporate world. So I can certainly understand that evolution. They're probably a lot more caring in terms of always wanting to give you love. So
exactly.
But tell me exactly. I mean, that's a huge evolution. Explain to me. Were you always an animal lover? Is that something that you've always been involved with?
Absolutely. There hasn't been a minute of my life that I haven't owned animals, and I just love them, and I seem to have a real good rapport with them.
Okay, and is it all different kinds of animals, or is it just cats and dogs for the most part?
Oh, no, I've taken care of iguanas, hamsters, fish, birds.
My God, you could work at Pruse Pets.
I could.
well, and she doesn't live too far from us. She is actually an old town business as well.
Oh, okay. Now, that's interesting. So explain exactly how you go about doing your business. When you sign up a client, do you just walk in, or is there a lot of prep? I mean, explain that to the listeners.
Well, speaking of cats in particular, a client calls. It's almost always a referral from an existing client. I go to their house and meet their animals and talk with them and get lots of vital information, pick up a key, find out where everything is, find out about medical issues, etc. And then we work out a schedule for when they want me to come. And then I go do my job. With cats, it's much more simple than dogs. Fresh water every day, food, litter, and play or affection.
Now, the name of your business, using the word Granny, will they actually get Granny to come out, or will it be somebody that you hire to send out there?
Never. I am. It's just me. What you see is what you get.
And that's something amazing, because I think when people leave their animals to somebody behind, they want to feel warm. They want to feel protected. They want to feel that their animal's been cared for. And I would imagine that just in the few moments that we've chatted and we've met before as well, you know, you have a very comfortable, calming spirit that I would imagine that with that combined with the word Granny, probably makes them feel right at ease.
Well, thank you, Rick. And yes, that's one of the reasons I picked that name. It's sort of warm and fuzzy,
yeah,
and people remember it.
Yeah, they do. And I would say that maybe they need that feeling that their pet could use a granny coming from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And you probably play that role, don't you?
I can tell. And I never have an employee or a substitute come for me unless if I'm out of town, I have another pet sitter that fills in for me, but she always has to go and meet the clients first.
Right.
So they never have a stranger coming into their home.
Granny, I have a question for you. You said that cats were a lot simpler than dogs. Explain to me what you meant by that.
Dogs have to be walked. They have to be visited much more often. And
do you leave the dogs at the people's homes, or do you bring the dogs to your place of business when people are out of town?
It depends on what they want. Most people, the dog stays with me just in my home. There's no kennel. And if the dog's used to sleeping with its owner, it sleeps with me. He just lives with my family.
Wow. Rick, I can see where there would be some trouble because last week we interviewed someone I saw on one of your web pages that you are an Eminem fan, and we happened to interview his producer last week who sleeps with three bull mastiffs.
I heard
so
that.
So I can just imagine if we got Granny in bed with the three bull mastiffs, boy, that would be some difficulty.
That would be.
Now, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they find you? Do you have information?
Yes, 90% of my business is referral from existing clients.
Okay.
I am in the yellow pages, and you can Google me under Granny's Pet Care.
Okay.
But primarily, my clients are happy with me, and they refer their friends to me.
And I think what's really cool here is that she's actually devoted her life to this. She's no longer in the corporate world. You couldn't have a pet sit over like that and go and help other animals unless you really dedicated all of who you are and what you're about to that cause. So another hats off to someone in the community that really takes firsthand the idea of the pet world.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate your coming in. We've been talking this morning with Michelle Dykens from Granny's Pet Care. Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Rick, in the next segment, we're going to have the opportunity to continue our conversation about cats. We have on the telephone Dr. Carrie Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital to answer a whole bunch of questions about lots of different ailments that people might be dealing with their cats, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.